The Ferry Hill Dambuster, the Ferry Hill Dambuster, Ronald Batson. Lanark Terrace in Ferry Hill is a typical northeast street, two neat lines of houses with satellite dishes at the roof level and cars parked outside. Number 23 is on the east side, and from its doorway, Joseph and Elizabeth Annie Batson waved off two of their boys to fight in the Royal Air Force during the Second World War. The oldest, Ronald, would return a hero as a dambuster who flew 60 sorties in his career. The youngest, Douglas, would not come home as he would be killed in a snack bar when an American bomber crashed on it in the WDRA's deadliest aviation accident. There were 133 airmen who took part on the daring raids with the bouncing bombs against the German dams on May 16, 1943. Of them, 53 were killed and 3 were captured, although Ronald made it safely home to enjoy eggs and bacon on touchdown. In the Freckleton air disaster of August 23, 1944, 58 people on the ground were killed when a B-24 Liberator bomb crashed onto the Sad Sack snack bar and exploded, killing 38 children aged between 4 and 6 in the neighboring infant school. Douglas, 20, is buried in Duncombe Cemetery in Ferry Hill. Ronald was the first of the brothers to join up in March 1941. He had been born in 1920, attended to Alderman Raith Grammar School in Spennymoor and had become a Grocer's assistant before war broke out. He qualified as an air gunner and by September 1942 had teamed up with a 6 feet 3 inches American pilot, Flight Lieutenant Big Joe McCarthy. McCarthy's bravado caught the eye of Wing Commander Guy Gibson, who asked him and his crew to join the secret Squadron 617, the squadron tasked with breaking the German hydroelectric dams. The crew of Lancaster ED-285 HAT sitting on the grass, from left, Sergeant G. Johnson, Pilot Officer D.A. McLean, Navigator, Flight Lieutenant Joe C. McCarthy, Pilot, Sergeant L. Eaton, Gunner. In the rear are Sergeant R. Batson, Gunner, and Sergeant W. G. Ratcliffe, Engineer, at RAF Scampton on July 22, 1943. Ronald and the crew had already flown more than 30 sorties when, in April 1943, they began training with Barnes-Wallace bouncing bombs on reservoirs. A still from the film The Dambusters showing a rotating, bouncing bomb. Their part in Operation Chastise, of May 16, 1943, was to fly their Lancaster AJT-T for Tommy, to attack Sorpa Dam. The other dams at Mon and Eder were to be attacked with the spinning bombs bouncing across the top of the water like skimming stones, but the lie of the hills at Sorpa prevented that and demanded a direct hit on the dam. Despite taking off half an hour behind schedule because of a hydraulic leak, McCarthy was the first to bring his plane over Sorpa Dam. However, the presence of an unexpected church spire interrupted their planned low-level flight path. McCarthy made 9 dummy runs over the dam before, on the 10th approach, aimer Johnny Johnson dropped their bomb from a height of just 30 feet. It hit the center of the dam, exploded, sent a plume of water 1,000 feet high, but the dam didn't burst. Sorpa was made of earth and wasn't expected to erupt in the way the concrete dams at Mon and Eder did. Mon in particular burst open, spilling a tidal wave down the valley that killed at least 1,500 people, many of them foreign prisoners being held in forced labor camps. The loss of electricity and water also inconvenienced the enemy's industry. As T for Tommy turned for home, Ronald, the front gunner, spotted a goods train below on a railway line. McCarthy gave him permission to attack it. As he fired on it, an unexpected fusillade flew up at the plane. It was a heavily guarded ammunition train that was firing back. The Lancaster made it home to RAF Scampton, in Lincolnshire. It survived a bumpy landing as one of its tires had been shot out, and its crew were able to enjoy a celebratory breakfast. They had joined a truly elite club of dambusters, whose daring and skill would be the subject of films and books and great interest for decades to come. With McCarthy, Ronald flew more than 60 sorties. He was awarded the Distinguished Flying Medal in February 1944, and in July, he was retired from frontline service and became an instructor. And in August 1944, his younger brother, Donald, was killed in the worst aviation accident in Britain during the war. A US B-24 was returning to RAF Warton, near Blackpool, from a test flight when it was caught in a thunderstorm. The skies were so dark, the thunder was so loud and the rain was so torrential that the scared children in Holy Trinity School in Freckleton, a village next to Warton, began singing nursery rhymes to raise their spirits. As it attempted to land, the plane clipped a tree and then a building, losing its wing. Its fuselage plowed into three houses and then straight through the Sad Sack snack bar, killing 14 people, including Donald, who were inside. The wreckage collided with the school and exploded, engulfing the infant's wing in a fireball. In total, 61 were killed. Presumably, Ronald was in Ferry Hill when his brother was laid to rest in the cemetery. When he was demobbed, Ronald, who seems to have been known universally as Ronnie, lived in Newton Aycliffe and worked for Block & Anderson, a business machinery company that specialized in Banda duplicators, which turned out documents with purple print on super smooth and smelly paper. This work took him to Lancashire for a while, but he retired to Leeholme, near Cowden, in the 1990s and he died there in 2006. He was cremated in Durham.